Bueno.
We have a lot of things to be cuckoo over, including the president signing the order to begin the $85 billion in spending cuts, but they can't even explain what's getting cut and what the timeline is. Romney resurfaces. And Rodman. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. That's the name of this show. Hope you had a fabulous weekend. And if you didn't, hey, there's always tomorrow. What's that little trite song, the sun will come up tomorrow? But it is true. At least we hope the sun will come out tomorrow. For some people who are struggling with what's going to happen ultimately, perhaps with a furlough or a day here or there where they're going to be cut ultimately, some people are seeing, in fact, a 20% drop in their pay. We had a couple of callers to America Tonight last week who worked for the Department of Defense talking about that, talking about the fact that they were going to face these cuts. And what some people don't realize is the cuts are coming now in a shortened period. Yes, many will be laid out over the rest of the year. However, some will be in the middle of a 7-month crunch by the time they take the pay away. Regardless, they easily could have taken a scalpel and gotten rid of overlap in government. There's no doubt the government is burgeoning. It's way too big, employs way too many people. This is the problem. What comes in isn't working anymore. So why do we have to live under the guise of we're going to have to pay more and more and more and more taxes, and we're not going to cut government? It's just not working. So the sequester falls. I say the sequester had to fall, but the way they did it was chicken. And if the super committee had done its job, then perhaps it wouldn't have been painful for so many of those middle cats, the people who are the middle class, who shouldn't have to necessarily bear the brunt of this. But that's the way it rolls out. And in fact, in rolling out, what's very, very strange is the fact that some of the departments aren't even really quite sure when and where it's all going to take place. So, hello, get your house in order and know exactly who's going to get what taken from their pay or their hours or everything in between. So, technically, it's a 2.4% in spending over the next 6 months. And, you know, that's what we're talking about when we're talking about the cuts and some of that's been absorbed already. However, economists with no particular political aspirations or leaning right or leaning left pretty much agree that the cuts will end up in about $750,000 fewer, way more than $750,000 in money. It's supposed to be 85, right? 85 billion, but 750,000 jobs, fewer jobs that corporate execs now will also slow down because of what's going on with economic growth, supposedly. I guess the most that many of us will feel is delays at the airport, because we keep getting threatened with that. So I'm going to think that that's not all bluster, and you might have to leave a little bit earlier when you go to the airport if they're going to cut or furlough or whatever TSA employees. So we will feel that when we actually go to fly the friendly skies. But otherwise, I think the real problem to me is the cutting happening is the fact that a lot of this just is not in place. And then March 27th, we have a deadline that could mean a government shutdown. And, of course, a debt ceiling, again, clash is set to be playing on our Capitol steps. So House Speaker John Boehner said his chamber would move this week to pass a measure to keep the government open through September 30th. That's probably wise if it can get done. Senator McConnell from Kentucky says a government shutdown was unlikely to come from the Senate side of things. The White House says they're going to dodge the shutdown and roll back the cuts, which hit, of course, you know, domestic and defense spending pretty much equally across the board. And the president was working the phones over the weekend, almost like he was on a telethon. So what was he trying to do? He's trying to get some people to belly up and come to back to Washington with some more plans and some ways to make different kinds of cuts. The billions in cuts apply to the remainder of 2013. That ends, of course, September 30th. But without a deal, they'll just continue slashing government spending by about $1 trillion more over a 10-year period. So it's ridiculous, and it's the same old tune that we've been singing for way too long here on America Tonight and probably every single radio station that you listen to. It is the buzz in the backyard, and it's important to know it because it's our government. And listen, I'm not for big government at all. There's too much rules, regulations that bog us down and that are part of the problem that I think often impede capitalism, which is the backbone of what the country was built on and created, hello, jobs. However, we still need some government, and the problem is we don't want to throw out the part of the government that we need. We want to be able to figure out where the overlap is, and because there's so much CYA in D.C., that's why they could never get a deal done, I think, in the first place, and too bad about that, because if it had been done systematically and somebody had been able to step up and you looked at different areas that could have been cut with less pain, then, you know, there wouldn't be so many people that would be questioning, geez, how much is getting cut out of my pay? And when do these furloughs start? And what is it that ultimately is going to happen after September? You know, questions just absolutely abound. Coming up in this hour of America Tonight, as I said, we're going to talk about Mitt Romney, who resurfaced. In fact, we're going to do that in our next segment. A lot of people chomping at the bit to hear what Romney had to say after losing the presidential election and the aftermath heading into the holidays and then kind of disappearing off center stage and wanting to get a little bit more about what he thought of the campaign and where he thinks Republicans are headed and, you know, all that sort of stuff that never came out except for the very brief speech, and he didn't talk about that, the very brief concession speech that he did on election night. So you have to go way back to November. Is there any value in this? Yeah, I think if the Republicans can put their egos aside and rally the wagons, then what they need to do is start to have these strategy meetings around the country and figure out what is it we're going to do better next time around when we get to the presidential side of things. But, hey, you got 2014. You got people that whose terms are up, and you got to think about those offices, those federal offices, and worry about what's going to happen there besides 2016. It's not all about the presidential side of things. So anytime you can hear what Rence Priebus has to say and Karl Rove, another portion of the Republican money, and Mitt Romney, anybody else who is pulling any kind of strings or has any kind of influence, what is it they can do to embrace the younger people and get them into the party and figure out what it is they need to do to turn the fates and fortunes around? I think that's a good thing. So there is, yes, value in hearing what Mitt Romney had to say. And so, in fact, we're going to do that next. One of the things I can tell you is he vows to remain a big-time force, as he calls it, in politics. But he does cop to some mistakes in this election last time around. So hang with us. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis.
but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it'll protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237. Extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with the Fuel Saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The Fuel Saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled AirFusion Systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
Who's an exercise freak? I wonder what's loaded into his iPod. You think he has any heavy metal music? I'm going to say no. Probably rock. I'm not sure. I'm going to find that out. We're going to find out what Mitt Romney has on his iPod. That might be more interesting than some of the things that we found out when Romney talked to the media. He was actually on Fox News. So I said we would talk about Romney for good reason, because there is something to be learned here, I believe. It's a big mistake to never assess the damage, figure out what went wrong, how you can't do that. And listen, he is a guy with money. You need people with money when you're running for office, especially the big boy office in this country. So 4 months after losing his bid to live in 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, Mitt Romney is willing to speak, and that's why he chose Fox and went on the Sunday show. He ripped into President Obama for the way he's been dealing with the Republicans and for what he calls playing politics with the automatic budget cuts, the sequester, which I agree, because this was something Obama set up. People keep forgetting that. Somehow that's not out there, but that's what happened. This was what he set up with the super committee. Then they knew that the sequester was hanging in the balance, and I think that Obama overplayed his hand and thought that because of the military cuts that were involved, the Republicans would come to play. They'd come to the table and they'd either cough up more taxes or they would figure out different ways to make cuts. But that didn't happen. Here's what Mitt Romney had to say about how he felt after losing the election.
You think about the things that were out of our control, but you move on. I mean, I don't spend my life looking back. It's like, okay, what are we going to do next? Now look at what's happening right now. I wish I were there. It kills me not to be there, not to be in the White House doing what needs to be done. We did very well with a majority population, but not with minority populations. And that was a failing. That was a real mistake.
Yeah, and... Play me a sad tune on my violin. Mitt, I just can't feel sorry for you, dude. You have so much money. Aren't you building a $20 million addition on your house in California? So, in mid-March, he's going to come to Washington, though, for the CPAC convention. Isn't it funny? He's going to the CPAC, but a current politician who has a 75% approval rating, the governor of New Jersey, who is a Republican, Chris Christie, has not been invited to CPAC. Now, I think that's a mistake. Do you think that's a mistake? Why wouldn't you have the most popular guy in town? Even if you don't like the fact that he got photographed with Obama during Sandy, who cares? Come on, come on. If you really look at Chris Christie and how he thinks politically on major conservative views, he's conservative. I mean, you look at his pro-life stance, he doesn't waver on that. You look at what he has to say about gay marriage, you go down the list of Chris Christie things as far as a conservative would be concerned, and he pretty much is right there. I mean, he's toe-to-toe on everything. So I say you got to forget the whole idea of who cares that he was there with Obama. He was fighting for bucks for New Jersey, knowing New York was trying to get as much money as they could, and seeing the devastation at all those shore areas in Jersey and even inland, how bad it was, knowing he didn't have any money to combat this. He had to rely on the federal government. So what's he going to do, tell Obama to go visit Cuomo, who Obama, by the way, didn't visit? So how stupid on the CPAC part. They don't have Chris Christie there, but then Mitt Romney comes back to speak. So, you know, think about this. Romney got about, what, 47% of the vote to Obama's 51%. 47 to 51%. We know that we don't want to relive all the old war wounds, but, you know, in the Fox interview, Romney said he wants to help Republicans find ways to reach out to what he just said there, minorities who voted massively for the press and to fix the problems with the economy. But, you know, he said, listen, and I do like this, that Romney said this. I'm going to give him credit for this. He said that he conceded he lacks credibility because he lost a presidential race that a lot of Republicans thought was winnable. And he said that he underestimated the appeal of the national health care law that he and lots of other people were calling. He said everybody was pounding Obamacare, 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 but that didn't really help him any. So he's saying, I want to help the Republicans. I want to help the Republican Party. And even if I lack credibility because, hey, I lost, I want to see what I can do to throw whatever weight I have, meaning anything I can lend to the Republican Party to help Republicans get elected, I'm going to do it. Do you think Mitt Romney will help Republicans? Do you think he helps that cause? I think the thing that the Republican Party needs to do is figure out who they are. You know, you're going to have different factions of people in a party, whether it's Democrats, Republicans, or independents. Does anyone ever agree on anything 100% of the time? I mean, are you kidding? I have so many circular arguments in my house. I can't even imagine doing it for a living in the political game, in the political arena. And see, I say, as long as we got to have authentic people. If the people are authentic, and this is how they feel, and they're not flip-flopping, even if you don't agree, I can respect that. If a Republican is running for whatever office, and he doesn't or she doesn't They don't back down on what they truly believe because one branch of the Republican group says this, another group says that, another group says that. You can't please all those masters. I mean, you know, give me that. Don't you think that's true? How do you please all those masters? And the answer is, it's just not possible. So you got to pick the lane that you believe in. And that's why it's odd with Chris Christie. I mean, Chris Christie is not a Southern conservative Republican. He is a brash New Jersey Republican who's conservative in a very liberal area, and he doesn't care. He's not afraid to say what he thinks. So I think there's value in Chris Christie, and I really don't understand why the CPAC wouldn't try to embrace that, even if there were some differences and some, you know, perceived wounds over the video with Obama and the photos with Obama. I mean, you know, I think you have to let that be water under the bridge when the guy is 75% approval ratings. 75% is pretty high. And I'll say it again. In a state like New Jersey, which is heavily Democratic, couldn't be more liberal. He is an elected governor who's a Republican, and it'd be stupid and nationally, I think, to alienate a guy like Mitt Romney. You might disagree. What do you think? 855-266-KATE. Anybody feel like throwing around on this one? 855-266-5283. I think there is, like I said, something to be gained by looking back on the election now that it's been 4 months and targeting areas to improve, because after all, if I were a consultant for the Republican Party and that's what they were paying me for and I was part of the ground game and I had to figure it out, I would certainly be open to listening and sitting down and figuring out better ways to use technology, because they're also technology deficient compared to the Democrats who were able to use that with the younger vote. They still got a million more in younger voters, which people didn't think that was going to happen, and that was pretty costly, I would say, for Mitt Romney's case. That hurt him. I mean, maybe the taped comments hurt. As he said, the focus so much on health care, you know, maybe there were other things to focus on that weren't focused on, and not going to the cities and not going and speaking, as we've talked to Project 21 black conservative members tons on this show who have said the mistake was not going to the usual places, for example, in Detroit, going right down into the minority sections and talking to the people who would embrace some of the stuff that Mitt Romney had to say. But as he said, you can't look in the past. You just learn from the past and move forward. So moving forward, can the Republicans reclaim a stake on the national scene? 855-266-5283 or flip me an email at americatonight.net.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983. Sending real food to your real future.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
Republicans, what do you think the party needs to do to start turning in the right direction to embrace minorities and get younger people, frankly, excited about the Republican Party? There are young Republicans, but how do you increase those numbers? How do you maybe do what the Obama people did better this next time around? I think you invite the most popular Republican governor to your big bash when you're at the CPAC convention. Of course, Chris Christie gets invited to everything else, so I think he just takes it in stride. But I think it would have been smart to have him there, do a little, recognizance, have a conversation or two with him, some of the key people who are core conservatives, and see what happens. Why not? Why not embrace that? Because Romney he's on the bench. He very well could end up being a possible contender in 2016, somewhere on that card. I think he wants to be the number one guy, and who knows? He's in a high-profile state in a very Democratic area. To have the Northeast like that could be good for Republicans, but not if they're outing him, if they're, ousting him, pushing him to the side. Kate Delaney with a little odds and ends here and sports mixed in for our odds and ends segment, including an unbelievable salary for the Baltimore Ravens quarterback. But first, this story, because how many of you weekend warriors are out there trying to get in shape so you run? Because running, man, you can burn a lot of calories and, you know, shapes you up. So you start slow and then you start to really get into it. And then before you know it, you're running a marathon. And before you know it, your buddies talked you into a triathlon. There's a 46-year-old guy from Austin, Texas, who died during the swim portion of the Escape from Alcatraz triathlon in San Francisco over the weekend. They say they think he had a massive heart attack when he went into the water and began to swim. A lot of times that's where the swimming will get them because they've done some other things first or whatever. So the race, unfortunately, the man's death is the first time in 33 years that someone has died in this Escape from Alcatraz triathlon. And, of course, they were terribly upset because you got about 2,000 people who take part in this race. And that competition is a 1.5-mile swim from Alcatraz Island, an 18-mile bike race, and an 8-mile run. And, I mean, you all know Alcatraz is that famous high-security prison that was there before it closed in the 60s. So, you know, that's the whole joke on it, Escape from Alcatraz. But very, very sad after all that time, how big the triathlon has become. And it brings up the how far can you push your body? I mean, triathlons are tough, but are they silly? Is it smart to do triathlons? I mean, it's terrible for his family. You think of the currents. You think of how cold it is. And, you know, did that shock his body? I don't know. Matt, you and I have talked about working out before, doing different things, like I'll play tennis and I'll get on a stationary bike or walk or do whatever. And I used to run, but then I got a little freaked out about running because of the fact that so many people in my father's side of my family had had heart attacks. I thought it was a little bit risky. And I started to see people who were in great shape and were running doing triathlons or marathons were having problems. And I didn't think it was worth it to go that route. Is that kind of your theory on marathons, triathlons, that kind of thing?
Yeah, I'm not big into the push your body to extreme, exhaustion. I work out when I do. I used to be in track and field, and I did all the sprinting. I was on the 4x1, did the 100 and 200 meter, and from all the training and everything, I ended up with pretty bad shin splints, and my knees aren't probably the greatest, and so I can't take all that pounding of just continuing to run. So when I do work out, it'll be, on a bike for 30, 45 minutes or on the elliptical machine. And then I do all the sports I play, too, and that's where I get my exercise from. But I'm not going to sit there and run for 2 hours in a row.
Yeah, same thing with me. I mean, there is an appeal to that. I always wanted to kind of run the New York City Marathon, try that. But then you go and you look at the list of people. Jim Fix, who was a famous runner, he died of a heart attack when he was doing just a routine run. The guy was incredible. They said that his three arteries were blocked like 90, 85, and 70%. And this is a guy who was in incredible shape, and ended up dying just doing a normal run that he did all the time. And I think that's a little freaky. There were others too that fall into the category of dying while they were running. There's another guy who was running, Micah True, if you remember him. And this was last March, in fact. He had a heart attack too, cardiac arrhythmia to be specific. And he was 58 years old, and he was out in the wilderness somewhere in New Mexico. And he's a pretty good runner. He got a lot of headlines for some of the stuff that he did. And he was going off to run 12 miles, but he didn't return. And finally,
they found him, and they found his body with his legs in a stream somewhere, and it wasn't trauma, and they did an autopsy, and that's what they, you know, ultimately came up with, and he had just been running. And I know of other personal stories of people who have died while they were running, and I'm sure there's people who run that would say, oh, no, it's great for your heart, your lungs. There's so many people that run. I mean, you know, marathon running or half marathons couldn't be more popular. You know, look around. I don't care what town you're from, big, small, wherever. You look around, you start to look at those bumper stickers, and you see the backs, you know, you see the stickers that'll talk about marathons or the half marathons or that people are running. That's very popular right now. But I don't know. I think there's a lot of stress that you put on yourself, especially as Matt was saying, to the point of exhaustion. And I just don't think that can be good. There's, you know, that whole thing about moderation. If it's supposed to be everything in moderation with what you're eating and other things that you're doing, well, isn't there something to that then when it comes to running? Moderation is not at all what the Ravens were thinking of when they decided to open up a big, big, big bank vault and write a fat check for Joe Flacco. He gets $120.6 million in a six-year deal with the Ravens. Wow. That is crazy. I mean, it's not officially supposed to sign it on Monday, but he's going to sign it on Monday. He's going to sign the contract. So his $62 million average over the next 3 years definitely trumps Drew Brees' $60 million without a deal. So he is the highest paid now. I mean, because it's guaranteed. So much is guaranteed. $52 million of that contract is guaranteed money. That is incredible. Wow. I mean, he got the job done, I guess. You know, he was Baltimore kept knocking at the door with him, and he got the job done. So his agent was pushing, and they decided he was worth it. Is Joe Flacco worth $120.6 million for 6 years? And the one thing is the $52 million guaranteed. Whoa, $52 million. You think of salary cap and all that, and how tough it is to manipulate the numbers under the salary cap. So, I mean, obviously they've figured that out. What does that do when a player makes that kind of money, though, for the rest of the people on the team, especially some of the other people who aren't making quite as much? They might say it doesn't matter, but how much of it really does matter? How much of it, you know, has an effect on the overall atmosphere in the locker room? You know what I'm saying? Come on. It's like you all know it. It's like when you work somewhere and then somebody finds out the salaries and they're crazy. They're lopsided. People who shouldn't be making three times what you're making are making that. So naturally you're hot under the collar when that happens. And it can be a very detrimental thing. But, you know, hey, he was the quarterback that led them there. He's the MVP. You know, I think you gotta go with that, I guess. And knowing that he could have gone somewhere else, they wanted to lock him up. So, and I promised I would give you the results of this story. And we were following this. I was following this all weekend through somebody, but Lauren Silberman, does that ring a bell? Silberman. Not like the movie Saving Sarah Silverman. Silberman. She was trying to make the NFL. She did two kicks. This is the girl who went to kick at the Jets, right? And she did two kickoffs, 30 yards, totaling 30 yards. She had a quad injury that she came down with in training last week. So the whole thing was kind of a blow up in her face because she couldn't kick. I mean, her leg was killing her. This is the former MIT student who did a whole bunch of interviews and, you know, was going to do this tryout at the New York, New Jersey Regional Scouting Combine on Sunday. And she didn't take practice kicks. She just jogged toward a tee and made a faint kicking motion. Her first kick from the 35-yard line after it took her more than 20 seconds to place the ball on the tee was a line drive that barely crossed midfield. She was a bust.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We started off talking about the fact that, you know, the president is calling out the Republicans still, but nobody's listening. The cuts are happening. The sequester's on. This is it. He didn't think it was going to happen. He rolled it out. He pushed for it. And this is what you get. And that's it. I don't think there's any coming back on this unless suddenly there's a re-rack in Congress and they figure out other things to cut instead of the things that are being offered up. The other thing that we talked about, of course, is the fact that Romney now is speaking about the mistakes he made 4 months ago and how disappointing it was, but moving forward, and what were the big things minorities, forget about it, not getting any minority vote, not enough of the minority vote, and really not, I think, not embracing enough technology and having any kind of a real ground game to speak of, which the Democrats just blew away the Republicans in that department. But people, a lot of people thinking that for sure Romney had a real shot and just were shell-shocked afterwards after the election. So he talked about what the Republicans can do. He's going to speak at CPAC, and I think it's a sham that Chris Christie isn't going to speak there, because if you look at some of the things that he says, he lines up pretty much conservatively, and he's got a tough road to walk, but he doesn't care because he's in a state where it's Democrats, baby. I mean, it's Democrats, and he's won them over. So he's somebody to keep in the pocket, I think, of the GOP, not to throw out on the ground. So why the CPAC doesn't have him there or invite him there, I don't know. It doesn't make any sense. 75% approval ratings are just huge. That, you know, it is what it is, without a doubt. So this is the other thing that's created a lot of buzz, I think, over the weekend, and it should create a lot of buzz. If you go to my Facebook page, if you go to AmericaTonight.net, you can click on Facebook or Twitter and friend me, and you'll see I put something about this. I was horrified. I read the story a couple times. I thought, geez, maybe I'm tired and I'm misunderstanding the story. But here's what happened. Picture this. You got two 21-year-old kids who were married, you know, a year and a half ago, so it wasn't a shotgun wedding. Regardless, doesn't matter. But they're two New York kids in a Hasidic community and ready to have their child. They call a car service to go to the hospital to have the child delivered, to take them to the hospital. And on the way, what happens is a BMW that must have been driving like unbelievable rates of speed smashes in to the car, kills the people, kills the couple, the 21-year-olds, and they're able to, by the miracle of cesarean section, save the baby boy. Thank goodness. So the baby wasn't killed in this, but the family, the couple, they're the Globbers is their name, and the people in this community couldn't have been more shocked by what happened. So people were pouring into the streets, people that weren't even part of the synagogue where they were from, to really mourn the death of these two. The Nachman and Razi Glover, just 21 years old. They grew up in that community. They get married. They knew each other since they were young kids. They used this car service. And because the mother was feeling a little bit ill, they decided they were going to go to the hospital. So a BMW crashes, I mean, smashes into them in Brooklyn, is where their community is. And they didn't survive it, but the baby luckily survived. But, I mean, just what a crazy, idiotic thing. And were the people in the BMW, were they drunk? Were they texting? Were they driving too fast? I mean, who knows? The driver and the passenger both left the scene, and they're looking for them right now. They still have not found them. So anyway, community activist Isaac Abraham said this about this terrible tragedy.
There is no reaction. There's shock. There's devastation. There's hurt. We'll have all the help that is needed morally, mentally, financially, growing up. But still, there will come a time that this child will have to know that it wasn't raised by parents, and that part is devastating. All our prayers, and I'm sure in all schools, synagogues, and everywhere else, however has the capacity, will most probably say all the prayers for the child to stay alive.
Yeah, and it's looking pretty good for the baby boy. But you know how racked they were. 1,000 people came out, like I said, to mourn them. You know, with the caskets and going to the synagogue. But the driver and the passenger gone. Boom, left the scene just like that. And as I said, you've got to start thinking, is it alcohol, speed, combination of things? There's a reason why they left. It wasn't some accident. And this, you could tell by the way they hit them that they were going too fast. That was one thing for sure. there might be even more to the story. So look at the pictures. This is radio. It's just horrific. It's like an accordion, the way the car crashed in. I mean, just you just never know. Never know. And have you been driving down the road ever late at night and or just any time? You know, it could be during rush hour. It could be any time. People do crazy things. I've seen some nutty things. In New York on the BQE, Brooklyn Queens Expressway, I saw, I mean, no joke, jammed traffic, but the traffic was moving. I saw probably five people in a motorcycle. Looked like they were in a motorcycle gang, young kind of Asian guys, were doing wheelies at unbelievable speeds through the middle of the traffic. I thought, man, one person just clicks the wheel of their car, and they're done. I mean, they're toast because you got your car music on, you're pumping the music up loud. You have no idea. You're not hearing the motorcycles revved all the way up and doing wheelies all the way down the BQE. And then there's another time where I was on another expressway. It's called LBJ 635, and this was outside of Dallas. And it was probably about 1 in the morning. And I have no idea if it was a flying saucer that went by me or a stream of light, but they were hauling. Whoever was in that car was hauling so fast that if I had moved over in a lane, I mean, even same thing, just turned the wheel slightly, I would not be talking to you on this microphone right now. I am positive of it. And that car reminded me of that. The car was so crunched up. The miracle thing of this is the cab driver just was treated for minor injuries and was released from the hospital. So it was where they hit the car. Where they hit the car was right in the section where they were sitting. So it's amazing that the son was delivered. Hopefully he survives it. That part's looking pretty good. But very sad for these 21-year-olds who had everything seemingly in front of them and dead of blunt force trauma. So, yeah, imagine that. The people are getting ready to celebrate the birth, families, the community of this brand new baby, and then they're burying these two young, this young couple. It's got to be a terrible tragedy to try to overcome that. And so a lot of people are reacting to the speed kills thing. Is it speed? Was it drunk driving? You got to get them, as I say, get them and prosecute to the full extent, whatever it is. I say you got to just throw the book at them, and hopefully they get them. You got to figure that car is registered to somebody, so they're going to track them down. Guarantee that's going to be all over the papers the second they do. I thought they were getting close, but I didn't hear anything before I got on the air. I made a few calls and hadn't heard anything yet, but I guarantee they'll get them. I think they should, like I said, throw the book at them without a doubt.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.